This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Occupy 2019 in Canton, Ohio, of all places. We're expecting a packed house tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and hopefully you're going to be one of those that I'm going to meet tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. With that said, friends, we got much to cover. And what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is genuine ministry is as popular as the Bible themselves. C.H. Spurgeon said, listen carefully, the Prince of Preachers said, avoid a sugared gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. He said, seek the gospel which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills. Line that up with John 12:25 when you get a moment. For that is the gospel that makes alive again. It's called preaching Christ crucified. And when you have found it, said C.H. Spurgeon, give good heed to it. Let it enter your innermost being. As the rain soaks into the ground, so pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Before we do that, I do want to let you know that Comrax Stack is set up to take your phone calls at any time over the next hour. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, with that, I want to highlight some of the things that are on sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, which the CIA-controlled media, you know, the six corporations, mainstream media that controls globally the information and the propaganda that they mean to throw down onto you to suppress you, to further enslave you. In other words, friends, if you don't go along to get along, then you become an enemy of the state for exposing the state for their crimes against humanity, okay? Remember, Jesus was crucified for the very things that I'm highlighting even now. He exposed them by taking the cloak of covering from off of their sin, John 15. And also keep in mind, that's why he said that you're going to be hated for your love, John 15 and Psalm 109. King David said the same thing. Now, going over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we have some interesting stuff happening. And I'm sorry I have to say some of the things that I have to say, but we need to uncover the bad apples. And I want people to understand before I highlight this first article on sonsoflibertymedia.com that I have a lot of friends that are police officers. I have a lot of friends that are in the military, a lot of acquaintances in the police department across the country, as well as in the military across the country. And with that said, these cops and these military guys are just as angry about what I'm highlighting right now. The good cops are sick and tired of the few bad apples that spoil it for the rest of them. But like the Bible says, we are to, if there's leaven in the lump, we are to remove the leaven in the lump to make it a holy lump. And so in saying that, when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can see an LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, a cop guilty of raping fellow cops 13-year-old daughter in their home. Again, we're highlighting, friends, the very things that we're called to be, the church, the light that reproves and exposes the darkness. It's a sad day in America when we look at these guys that we were, as little kids, raised up to believe that if you can trust anybody, you can trust these guys. Well, again, let's get rid of the bad apples and the leaving in the lump. Also wanted to tell you, too, and again, this is one of those I told you so, that I'm not saying it by backhanding you, friends. I'm simply saying let's stick to the Word of God so we can detect as to what is coming and what is forthcoming through the Word of God, because it's an absolute surety as to what's going to take place if we refuse to listen to God's law. On the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have Texas activists exposed second drag queen story time child sex offender. I have a simple question for you, friends. What sort of people, what kind of people, in their right mind, being male or female, notice how the woman wants to be the man and the man wants to be the woman, and they blame God for what he created. Far be it from us to ever do that, friends. See, what they're doing is they're living under the condemnation that they so well deserve, because the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Now, with that said, friends, what kind of people would dress up as a fairy tale in the opposite sex of which God created you? And what would cause you, what would lead you to want to be around little children? Now, maybe you can understand why all the way up until 1962 in California alone, friends, there was videos that were being taught in schools across the country. Were you to encounter one of these lesbians or homosexuals, sodomites, which is an abomination and a felony according to state law throughout the United States of America, well, you were to turn them in. Now the American people have drank the Kool-Aid for some reason or another in obeying that which God condemns by giving these people a pass as they prey on the children of this country. But this has been going on for a long time in this country. If you think about it, there's been 60 million babies aborted on the watch of the present and up-and-coming generations. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Texas activists expose second drag queen story time child sex offender, friends. Look what they're trying to normalize in the United States of America. They are trying to Europeanize America. And if you want to know what the warnings are, well, do what David did. David laid the judgments of God before him that he might not offend him, that he might not sin against him. When you look at what's happening in Europe today, friends, we best do due diligence in understanding that if we accept what God condemns, the enemy is close behind. And it falls out of control of those that mean to have control and those that think they have control. It just doesn't work that way. God is in control. The Bible says he is the governor of all nations. And, friends, he truly is the governor of all nations. Also wanted to highlight on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, prison sentence upheld for mother of four who privately said her neighborhood mosque's call to prayers were too loud. So people that were in these countries in Europe that are being invaded by Muslims from the Middle East, they're coming in, they're conquering, and then if anybody dare speak out against the noise that they're making concerning their mosque time prayers and them being too loud, well, they'll just throw you in prison. This is what's coming to America if America does not respond, and I strongly suggest for your sake, for the sake of your posterity, you obey God. Friends, that's just where we're at today. Another one, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did Florida Governor and Sean Hannity drop support of a Florida Sheriff, Carmine Martino, because he abused his power to pursue women for sex and wanted his baby murdered? Question mark. Folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Canton, Ohio, of all places, friends. I've been literally driving for the last 30 hours, I kid you negative, over the last week, as a matter of fact. Occupy 2019, hope to see many of you listening to me even now tonight. I'll be preaching at 7 tonight, and then I will also be preaching on Sunday as well. We'll be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's my understanding it's sold out. I could be, and I can stand corrected here, friends, but if you'd like to check it out, please go to Occupy 2019. There may be some cancellations and more availability. So please do come down while we're here. Introduce yourself. I look forward to meeting many of you. Folks, I also want to let you know, too, if you want to check us out online at any time, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over onto YouTube. Should have a brand new video up within a couple days here. Maybe today. I got to get to it. In the meantime, I'll do my best. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, Bradley Dean. There's several hundred videos bringing about the resolve, addressing a plethora of topics. So I highly doubt there may be a question you may not, or that you may have that I have not addressed and bringing about the answer biblically and constitutionally. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Check it out. I got a couple videos going viral right now. As well, again, friends, Comrax is set up. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we follow the Christ here, period. If you're a first-time listener, Andrew Jackson rightly said, in a nutshell, he said correctly, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And, oh, how right on he was and is. As a matter of fact, just a little bit of a side note, we were out in Boston, Massachusetts. We were out at the USS Constitution. And no surprise here, friends, but interestingly enough, you see all these cannons lined up to fight off the British. And when we went downstairs to see the quarters where the soldiers actually stayed, lo and behold, guess what's on each and every single one of their desks? The Bible. And I can go on and on. We went to Bunker Hill. We went to the Cannery Cemetery. We went to the King's Place or Palace Cemetery as well, where many of the Sons of Liberty have been buried. But, folks, look at the rich heritage, the rich Christian heritage that they fought blood and died to give us today. And, folks, I'll tell you what, going on the East Coast, it's just outside of the fact that it's absolutely beautiful. You want to learn the history of who you are and where you came from, go to the East Coast. I'm telling you, it's all there. You can also go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown. The list goes on and on and on and on, folks, and it all points to, guess who? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And guess whose behalf they fought on? On the behalf of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the quotes and the sciences that run together, the government and the church, God gave the church to the government to establish the government, Exodus 18:21, is just undeniable every step of the way. So with that said, friends, let's get to the topic. We've got much to cover. Again, I got to be preaching tonight on the Occupy 2019 in Canton, Ohio as well. But again, if you want to go ahead and give us a shout, you can. Please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I kind of laid out as a premise, friends, was genuine ministries are as popular as the Bible. And if you really think about it, it's true. Now, I want to lay this premise as well, because it was Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers, who said, avoid a sugared gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. He said, seek the gospel which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills, which drives you to the foot of the cross. For that is the gospel that makes alive again. And when you have found it, said C.H. Spurgeon, give good heed to it. Let it enter into your innermost being. As the rain soaks into the ground, so pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul. Friend, I got to tell you, firsthand experience, when I recollect how many thousands of times I've stayed into hotel rooms across the country, I can always remember on three different occasions, three different times, that I couldn't find a Bible. I want to say that again. When I recollect how many thousands of times that I've stayed in hotel rooms across the United States of America, I can always remember that there have only been three different times that I couldn't find a Bible in one of those rooms. You know what this all reminds me of is Ruth Graham when she said that concerning the Bible and what we have in our hands, there's no excuse for the darkness in which we've allowed in this country. That if God doesn't judge America, that the Lord better repent to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because, yes, in fact, Ruth Graham was right when she said that. And the fact of the matter is we have far surpassed what God judged then. And we need to get it right, because there's no excuse for us to the position that we put ourselves into this country, in no sense of the word, and no sense of the word whatsoever. I'm highlighting the fact that I can remember on three different occasions that I couldn't find a Bible in one of the rooms. And I want to tell you why, because my children are the first to look when we enter into each and every one of them. Matter of fact, right when I got to the hotel room in which I'm broadcasting out of even now, I wasn't here more than 5 minutes and my kids had the Bibles out instantaneously. They have a Bible. They have a Bible. Praise God. Praise God. Every room we go into practically, out of the thousands of hotel rooms that we've stayed in across the country, three times they haven't had a Bible. How is it that we are in the predicament that we are in today? Because the people have left off their God. They have wickedly departed from a living God. Now, I can also tell you by firsthand experience, friends, that the Bibles that my children brought to me have, in fact, looked and felt brand new and untouched. I want to say that again. When my children bring the Bibles to me in these hotel rooms in the thousands across the United States of America, they look brand new. They feel brand new. And when you open them up, you can see that they are brand new. And I can say 99.9% of the Bibles that I have read in hotel rooms across this country were untouched. And again, this goes a long way to explain the state of affairs in this country today. How many people profess Christianity? 86% of you. How many of you declare your love for God, and yet you can't even tell me three of his Ten Commandments? And doesn't Scripture clearly say that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked? Why, yes, of course. And Jesus said, as a negative and condemnation to those that love darkness rather than the light, read John 3:18 and on, friends. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The condemnation belongs to those that have left off God. And it tells us in Romans 8, there is therefore no condemnation. No condemnation to men that believe. The condemnation belongs to the disobedience. of mankind and rebellion of man towards God. What I'm saying here, friends, is many of these Bibles are untouched. And again, this goes a long way to explain the state of affairs in this country today, does it not? It was a matter of fact, case in point, bringing it into this conversation. It's also interesting to note that Charles Spurgeon said, a Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. Did you hear what I said? A Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. You know, this also applies to countries as well. When you read Psalm 33:12, it says, blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. And it also tells us, friends, that a sin in a nation is a reproach. Sin is a reproach to any nation. And what is it that the American people have taken on? A lawlessness, a bunch of antinomianists, a bunch of anarchists, both in the spiritual and in the natural. As a matter of fact, I can go on taking this step further to say that it's pretty safe to say that in America today, there's so much dust on most of your Bibles. To those that are listening to me now, there's so much dust on most of the Bibles from coast to coast in homes of Americans that you could write the word damned as a testimony against each and every one of you. Now, again, keep in mind, if you're not one of those that I'm speaking of, then you're a part of the answer and not a part of the problem. We're in this together, correct? But I want to say that again. It's safe to say that in America today, there's so much dust because I can hide. Friends, what is the percentile of people in this country? If I was to even walk down the street, even to the most liberal of Americans, lawless, friends, is really what it means. Liberal, with its original definition, was a positive, not a negative. It's been revised now to mean a negative. So when you think of the liberal, you think of the lawless, okay? But with that said, I could speak to the most liberal lawless of those walking even down the street, or those in the gas station, or those in the grocery store, and simply ask them the question, do you have a Bible in your home? You know as well as I do, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, yeah. Regardless if they believe it or not, it matters not. That's not my point. My point is, when asking the question, do you have a Bible in your home? They're going to say, yes, we have a Bible in our home, 9 times out of 10. And what I'm saying here, friends, is that most Bibles are untouched, they're unread, they're in great condition, and in most cases, I could write the word damned as a testimony against every single one of you. And by the way, I could also bet my bottom dollar, if I was a betting man, which I am not, that your life is falling apart in some way or another that God has not ordained, but you're reaping the very havoc that you yourself sowed in departing from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're talking about genuine ministries are as popular as the Bible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Thursday he'd be open to meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un despite abruptly ending the summit 6 weeks ago in Vietnam. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, is not a fan of sitting down with the North Koreans once again.
I believe right now a summit with Kim Jong-un would not be a good idea. But I did like what the president said. Maybe smaller deals are possible. I think that's showing flexibility on both sides.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is thanking Vice President Mike Pence for visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Pence was in Nogales on Thursday, where he got a briefing on border security and met with Border Patrol agents. Governor Ducey also says what's happening at the border is not a partisan issue.
This is an issue of public safety, border security, and national security, and not just for Arizona, but for the entire country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of 2019, Occupy2019.com, Occupy2019.com. We'll be preaching tonight. I will be preaching Sunday. We'll be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's my understanding that it is going to be a packed house. There may be some cancellations. Check them out online, Occupy2019 in Canton, Ohio. If you're here, please come up to me, introduce yourself. Would love to meet you. This is our payday, friends, is being with the people, because we're responding to the mandate to go out and preach to all the world, to seek and to save that which is lost. Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15, not in that order. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, check out the store. We got several T-shirts, friends, as well. We appreciate your support, because without your support, friends, we are not going to remain. We need your support. And sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to membership, become a son or daughter of liberty. And there's levels of that, friends, as well as a plethora of things out there, not making the Lord's house a den of thieves, just making statements, friends, and taking a bold stand, because we are unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've been talking about genuine ministries are as popular as the Bible. And I was just highlighting the fact that there's so many people in this country that have Bibles. And what's damning about it is the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And I was just highlighting the friends, the fact that something Charles Spurgeon said when he said a Bible that falls apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. And how is it that there's so many people in this country today, their lives are falling apart, yet they have a Bible, and the fact of the matter is their Bible's in perfect condition. And taking it another step, friends, I could write on the dust of your Bibles the word damned. And that's a very testimony against those that have the Word of God and are walking and rebelling towards the God of Israel. You're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer, friends. And I'm not preaching a do good, do better ministry here. I'm simply saying that your sin is before God. Your sin is finding you out. Acts 20, verse 21, Numbers 32, 23. And I'm here with the law in my hand by the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven to preach through me, again, friends, using the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith, that you might be justified by faith. I'm using the law which detects. And the grace, as you follow the Christ and you fall at his feet, you receive the grace that conquers the sin, period, said Augustine. Now, I want to get back to this because this stuff is great content. People need to come to the realization, read 2 Corinthians 6:2, that a golden coffin will not suffice when it comes to a damned soul. Matthew 16:26. Let me say that again. Let me put it in the words of Jesus himself. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Just to branch off this topic right now, friends. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Was it not one of the first prerequisites to take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow Christ? Yes, it was. Didn't Jesus say, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul, and that it's easier for a rich man or it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for it as a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God? Yes. Didn't he say that the man that tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it? See, you need to understand by the Spirit of God, friends, that the Holy Ghost leads you to what you're not qualified to do. But you are required and commanded by God, commanded first and foremost, to know his word concerning the doctrine, studying and showing yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is for all of us that call ourselves Christians to know his word. Outside of that, what makes us Christians? Friends, this is crazy. Our accreditation comes from the Holy Ghost. It absolutely does. When we were just in Boston, interestingly enough, we had went by Harvard, had to see Harvard, right? Got the hat, got the T-shirt. Harvard, Princeton, and many other colleges across the United States of America, friends, were established to raise up ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by the way, Harvard being one of them. As a matter of fact, the logo is for Christ and the church, for the glory of the church. Most people didn't know that. That's a different show. But I just needed to add that to your history so you can understand why you see the Lord's fingerprints over everything that was used to establish what we have today. Now, most people have gone south, or people that are not responsible for it going south are allowing the people to take it south. In other words, in America today, if you're waiting for someone else to do the job, I want to tell you something. They are doing the job, but they're not doing the job that you want them to do because they're taking it the wrong direction. Okay? They're setting people at war with God. Read Micah 3:5 when you get a moment. Okay? Now, getting back to my point, a golden coffin will not suffice when it comes to a damned soul. Now, I don't want to get off topic here, but it's interesting to note how many people go to a funeral, and regardless if the preacher knew the person or not, he preaches them right into heaven, doesn't he? Or her right into heaven, without even knowing them. And one has to ask themselves the question, how is that? It's interesting. Most people live like the devil their whole lives, and then when they die, they expect that they're going to be preached into heaven by the preacher, who can't do anything for them. Only Christ can do that. There's one mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. Read Philippians 2. Also read Acts 4:12. Because there's none name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, I want you to listen to this. One reason for all of this is not because of the church's influence over the world, but rather the world's influence over the church. 2 Corinthians 6:17 tells us to come out from among them, be ye separate. And it's interesting to note that we're in the position that we're in today is because the American church has adjusted itself to that of the spirit of the world, that which we were, again, in 1 John 2, commanded to come out from among them, to stay away from them, to be not friends with the world, James 4:4. Going back to 1 John, friends. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Going back to 1 John 2, it talks about the love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life is not of the world. Or it's not of God. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. Okay? And again, the word is very distinct in making distinction in between that which is holy and that which is undefiled. Or defiled, I'm sorry. See, what we need to come to terms with here is what Charles Spurgeon once again said. He comes to my aid in this conversation. He said, believers must never adjust the Bible to the age, but the age to the Bible. Let me say it again. Believers, Christians, must never adjust the Bible to the age, but the age to the Bible. And it's interesting that when Jeremiah came in chapter 6, verse 16, he was commanded by the Spirit of God to open his mouth and to preach to the people to go back to the old path which had been departed from. And it's the same message that I'm giving to you even now. Go back to the old path. But what did the people respond to Jeremiah? How did they respond back to him? We will not. They didn't want to have peace. They were acquainted with war. They were acquainted with their rebellion and their fruit of rebellion. And they would have it no other way. They claimed they did with their mouths, but again, Jesus was the one that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. So there's nothing new under the sun, because it's exactly what we see in this country today. Again, believers must never adjust the Bible to the age, but the age to the Bible, period. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to think of this with me, if you will. Remember the statement made by Jesus when he said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Then he goes on and says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Okay? Narrow is the way, not wide. He said, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and there few be there that find it. Then he said right after that, listen carefully, the first thing Jesus said was, beware of the false prophets. Who are the false prophets? Oh, these are the ones that are preaching the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. To suggest that Jesus is the minister of sin, I speak as a man, but this is what they're guilty of. These are the ones that are saying, you can go and live your life how you want to live your life, as long as you're baptized and you got water sprinkled over your head. At the end of your life, you belong to Christ and you're going to heaven. No, if you're born of the Spirit, you're going to do the things of the Spirit, period. Okay? Many are going to say in that day, on Judgment Day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Lord, Lord, have we not healed the sick and raised the dead? And Jesus is going to look at many of you lawless ones, workers of iniquity, and he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Okay? Jesus warns of the false prophets. He said, which come to you in sheep's clothing as your best friend, not realizing those that don't tell you the truth, friends, are your enemies. But you've been taught just the exact opposite. You've taken on the spirit of the world when you understand not what Jesus said. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Iron sharpens iron. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, friends, right? Love is to be without dissimulation, and the list goes on. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. That's his message. That's the love of God. But what have they made love? They've made it to man's fallen condition, his reprobate state, where he's given over to sin rather than to grace that conquers, right? Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more, is what the Word of God says. Not sin abounds much more. We got to get back to the Word of God and stick to the Word of God, friends. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, right? Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, just like these that come in sheep's clothing, these false prophets. But inwardly, Jesus said, they are raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits, Matthew 7, 13 through 16. Or what about this one? There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, Proverbs 14, 2. Oh, there's so many people that are following their own hearts, and yet Scripture says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17, 9. And wasn't it the Lord that told us that a man that trusts in his own heart is a fool? And didn't he say that the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, he's cursed? But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord in all aspects of our life? Yes. In fact, that's exactly what he said. We're going to take this, folks, and we're going to sew it up on the other side of this, hopefully dovetail it by the Holy Ghost here, talking about genuine ministries are as popular as the Bible. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Canton, Ohio. Again, we're going to be here all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, preaching at Occupy 2019. Again, if you'd like to see if there's any cancellations, please do. We're expecting a packed house. Again, Occupy 2019. I just wanted to tell you guys over at Top Chat, I just appreciate you guys' interaction. And there's much of it going on right now, and I'm so pleased to see that some of you people are actually acknowledging that this is the message that is bringing you back to your Savior, because He is the one that saves you from your sin, Matthew 1:21, and He washes you in His blood, and He makes you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And He's the only one that can do it. Man cannot do it. And the bottom line is, those that are born of the Spirit of God understand that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And I'll tell you what, speaking of which, if you want to check out a comic book, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out the store. There's a comic book that I did with Danny Bulinati from none other than Marvel and DC Comics, who did this comic book. It took me 2 years to make it, but it is my testimony. And it is second to none, and it will show you exactly what my brother said to my mother before she passed away. That's not the same kid that I knew 6 months ago. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He makes us new creatures in Christ Jesus. And by the way, and let me reiterate the point, no one can do that except Him. Not counseling, not praying, not reading, none of that stuff. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that makes us new creatures in Christ Jesus. Seek the face of Christ. Go to the cross. And with that grace that's given, go into the throne of grace in the time of need. But you need to understand that you have to press in. The violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. And the Holy Ghost promises that He will show up And so does the Father. And with that said, we go into the Holy of Holies by a new and living way through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. If that's confusing to you, forgive me. I mean not to make it confusing whatsoever. It's just an overflow. My cup is overflowing always when it comes to the Spirit of God, and I thank God for that. But again, we thank you for your feedback over on Top Chat. We're talking about genuine ministries are as popular as the Bible. And I was just talking about the straight and narrow and difficult is the way that Jesus told us of in Matthew 7, 13 through 16, and how we are to beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Listen, straight and narrow and difficult is the way means just that, okay? We study and show ourselves approved unto God, as I said earlier, but also understand that we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, as unto our Father, because he promised to fulfill that we'd receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls, if we seek him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? If you go to Philippians 2:12, I want to ask you a question. How few do you see today working out their own salvation with fear and trembling? Question mark. Okay? Again, if you're not one of these, then I'm laying the question too, then you're a part of the answer, and I praise God for you. Okay? But again, I'm asking the question, how many today are working out their own salvation with fear and trembling? I can tell you very few. And again, I'm not, that's not an over-exaggeration. That's not sensationalizing what I'm trying to make concerning my points. Folks, it's a fact. I see it across the country. I've been to the top of the ladder in so many different ways, the hierarchy in the Church of America, and I'm telling you what the problem is. They may have a head knowledge of the Word of God, but they don't have the testimonies of Jesus Christ. They don't know him from the heart. And keep in mind, God speaks to the heart, not the head. The head comes secondly, okay? How many today are working out their own salvation with fear and trembling? How many today even know the Word of God? And I want to tell you what, there's many that know the Word of God, but they are opposed to the cross of Christ. They are enemies of the cross of Christ, and they are intellects. They are a bunch of modern-day Pharisees that are there to crucify anybody that's born of the Spirit. Okay? And keep in mind, John and Peter, when they said to the Pharisees, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey from the heart. What does the Bible say? They gnashed on them with their teeth. Now, moving on here, friends, read 2 Timothy 2:15 when you get a moment. Do you see those that are redeeming the time, for they know that the days are evil? We're not promised tomorrow. Life is but a vapor. How many people die on a daily basis that didn't think that that day was going to be the last day, or that breath that they took was going to be their last breath? That applies to every single one of us, friends. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow, not next week. We have to redeem the time, for the days are evil, Ephesians 5:16. How many people live out in practice and in prayer, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee? I want to tell you, the mother of holiness, friends, is gratitude for Jesus Christ on the cross crucified, Calvary. Read Psalm 119:11 and Romans 6:1 when you get a moment. We also need to understand, taking it to the word, that he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. We need to be found in Christ, not within ourselves. Therefore, friends, we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. We don't do the things that we do today in ministry, friends, to get saved. We do them because we are saved. The law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. Okay? Now, when I read the scripture, I understand all the more of the importance of staying close to the Lord's infallible and immutable, unchangeable words. I've also noticed that the more one seeks out consecration to God, Amos 3:3, James 4:4, unto the Lord in all righteousness and holiness, which is the work of the Holy Ghost, Ephesians 4:24, the fewer people are willing to stay this difficult course. Read Acts 14:22. It says, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Now, without fail, radio show after radio show, column after column, and appearance after appearance, I stick to the word that changes not, Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13:8. And why? Because it's clear. I want to be a faithful witness that delivers souls. Because scripture tells us in Proverbs 14:25, a deceitful witness speaketh lies. He tells people what they want to hear rather than what they should hear. Okay? How popular is it today for a sermon to be based off of what the people want to hear? 2 Timothy 4:1-4. in order to do what? To please the rebellion and reprobate state of mankind rather than to preach what the Spirit leads one to preach, John 16:8 and Acts 20, verse 27. Yet, for myself, friends, I'll always keep in mind that the very church that the world likes the best is what God abhors the most. Let me say that again. The very church that the world likes and loves the most or the best is that which God abhors the most. The Bible tells us that that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And it also tells us that you can make distinction with your discerners on, woe unto those when all men speak well of them, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. When you have the world praising a preacher, you know something's wrong. You know something's wrong. Read Luke 16:14 through 16. Now, that is what makes a faithful minister or ministry unpopular in the face of a country that has now fallen to judgment, Acts 18:6, but it is well-pleasing to the living God, Galatians 1:6 through 10. Hey, folks, let me say this. We seek to please God. We don't seek to please men. And the way to please God is to preach his unfallible, an immutable word. It doesn't, the Bible says that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lust and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We're not to appeal to the emotions of mankind. We're not to appeal to their affections, friends. We're to appeal to their conscience, and conscience means with knowledge. You know, the people that I am so thankful for the most in my life, and I believe that there was probably two of these people, and they are not a part of my life even today, but these people were willing to tell me hard truths in which others were unwilling to tell me. You know, unwilling men, people pleasers, they want to counsel you. People pleasers, they want to put you on some sort of dangerous psychotropic drug, which used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s. They want you kind of hold your hand to be faithful to the Christ. You know, I mean, you married men and married women, what would you think if you had to follow your husband or your wife around concerning every minute of her life to that's what she was doing? You would say it's not in her heart to be faithful unto me, or it's not in his heart to be faithful unto me, would you? No, of course you would say he's unfaithful. Well, what good are those men? Listen, when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of a man's heart, he's led of that Spirit. He'll continuously hunger and thirst for righteousness because they know within themselves that only Christ can fulfill that. Not man, not a pastor, not a priest. I can't tag my sleeve onto his and expect him to drag me into heaven or to work out my own salvation in which God commanded me to work out for myself between me and him through the mediator, Jesus Christ. We need to come to the terms, friends, that faithful witnesses say hard things. And let me end with what I started with concerning what Charles Spurgeon rightly said. Avoid a sugar gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. He said, seek the gospel which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills. For that is the gospel that makes alive again. And when you have found it, give good heed to it. Let it enter into your inmost being. As the rain soaks into the ground, so pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul. Folks, we love you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.